This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm back. I'm the captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, and we are definitely broadcasting live from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. We are right here broadcasting to great radio stations all along America and around the world via the internet to satellite on the GCN radio network, Salem radio stations, and many of some of the greatest independent stations the country has to offer. Now, don't forget, a special shout out, as always, goes out first to our active duty military and our veterans. We salute you for the job you're doing keeping America free and safe. Also to our police, our hospital, our firefighters, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers. Let's not forget either our Border Patrol as well as our Coast Guard, all out there keeping us free and safe. Now, we always give out a shout to the people that are working right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, male, female, whatever you happen to be. Your dogs and cats riding around in there, too. I've seen plenty of them in the big rigs. So we appreciate you, appreciate what you're doing, the FedEx, the UPS, the mail haulers, and, of course, the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas, the diesel, and all that great stuff so we can move up and down the highway. By the way, don't wait till the weekend to buy your fuel. Buy it now. Price is going up. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Trump Social. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is none other than the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us from California, IA, where things are picking up, and it looks like as if the smoke is starting to go away in the Northeast as well as out there, we've got none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Petty. All righty, there we go. And we appreciate you, and we're going to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic
for which it stands
one nation under God indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we definitely remind everybody of those two words, under God. The Pledge of Allegiance was dedicated to the founding of our country, which was all based on Judeo-Christian value. Okay, Kyle, we got an interesting dilemma going here. It seems that Joe Biden has gone and vetoed a bill, canceling his $400 billion student loan handout, by saying that he's not going to back down.
Right. He said he's not going to back down for helping, quote, hardworking folks. unquote. That's why he's vetoing this bill, he said. But of course, Captain, this whole student loan forgiveness program is sort of vestigial back from the pandemic times. The pandemic is over, obviously, but Joe Biden has wanted to sort of keep this thing going. But it did pass in the House, and it passed in the Senate. You had Joe Manchin, you had John Tester, and you also had Kyrsten Sinema voting to pass this bill to repeal the loan forgiveness program. But what we might find, though, of course, is there are a couple of cases that are heading towards the Supreme Court that may decide on how these programs were halted to begin with. As you have a lot of people already, sort of waiting in line to see if they get their loans forgiven. But of course, they trying to emphasize that all those who would get the forgiveness would be earning less than $75,000. So therefore, it goes to the idea that they're trying to continue sort of the political gravy train on this whole thing. But again, it may be a moot point at some point because the Supreme Court may say that it needs to be halted.
Now, there's a couple of interesting backstories that should be front page news everywhere. First of all, the FBI has issued a decision on viewing the document that Mr. Comer, Congressman Comer's committee, wanted to see. Now, this is thought to contain some very serious Biden allegations that could result in charges, criminal charges.
Well, this is very explosive. There's no doubt about that. In fact, now the House Oversight Committee now is calling off a vote of contempt of Congress for FBI Director Christopher Wray because the FBI has now essentially said, yes, all the members of the committee can see the document. So we start there again now to see exactly what's in it. We have some good idea of what's in it, but certainly you're right, Captain. If it turns out that it's credible that a $5 million payment was made in order to garner policy favoritism or policy decisions, that's huge for then vice president. So, yes, still could come back to haunt him.
Now, Superman movies has decided to follow Mark Wahlberg's move out of California. And he says a lot of the Hollywood folks, especially the conservatives, the proud Americans, are moving to different states. Now, Wahlberg, I think, moved to Florida, and so isn't Dean, whatever his name is, the Superman guy. We'll get into that. Yeah, we'll get into that when we come back, because there's a couple more things we want to get into before we get started. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back if you want to call us. The number is 877-969-8600.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. All righty, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain, broadcasting live from my Tampa, Florida flagship station right here on our Salem Media Station. And, of course, we are going out on the satellite via the GCN radio network, as well as selected Salem stations and some of the biggest radio stations in the country. Very happy to be heard there. Thank you so very much. We're in a lot of the top 25 cities. Now, you can go over to MyPillow.com. Save yourself some 80% by using the promo code CAPTAIN. No, I'm not making that up. No, I'm not exaggerating. They are getting rid of a bunch of some of their older stock. Nothing wrong with them, just a little bit outdated. However, save 80%. Bed sheets, pillowcases, pillows, mattresses, blankets, beach towels, holy smokes, and more. MyPillow.com, the promo code CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com, the promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number 800-641-5459 to speak with a live person. 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. And it's going to save you a boatload of money. Back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, I stumbled onto a story, and we talked about it a little bit, but I don't really have a lot of details because it's coming out as a headline. It says, Republican congressman submits letter of resignation, setting up a special election, which could lower the Republican majority in the House. What's going on?
Yes, this has to do with Utah Representative Chris Stewart, I believe, He's going to step down from Congress now. It seems to be in September. So, yes, that will trigger a special election. He evidently on Wednesday officially submitted his letter of resignation from Congress. He's a six-term member.
So, in effect, he'll have the office for 2 or 3 months unless he decides to run, whoever this person is that's going to run, and then they could have it on top of that. But this could be a very short tenure for a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, right. Basically, we understand he's leaving Congress. His wife is ill, we understand. So we wish them both, of course, very well and wish her all the healing and so forth. But obviously, that's a very, very big deal. And he's taking those steps. But, of course, the aftermath of that, Captain, right now means that there would just be 4 seats in Congress and, pardon me, in the House that would constitute the Republican majority.
Well,
until there's a resolution, right?
They call that too close to call.
Very much so. And, of course, you mentioned as well, right now, of course, there's a sort of a stalemate, for lack of a better term, going on in the House with some of the Republicans who are, trying to paralyze the operations right now and may even be, we may even see things, going by the by until at least next Tuesday, according to the Speaker.
Okay, well, during the break, we got a little quick message here from a listener, Lauren in Cincinnati. She wanted to know why Mike Pence made the following statement. Choose me over Trump if you want to choose the Constitution. What on earth is that all about?
Well, when he announced his candidacy, we understand that he wants the American people to follow him in choosing, basically, as you said, the Constitution. He says, this is a direct quote, as I said many times and I said again today, his words were reckless that day, talking about, and that's a direct quote from Mike Pence, talking about the January 6th, the day of January 6th, and I suppose the address that the president made to supporters that day.
Boy, I'm telling you, if Pence thinks he's the only person that believes in the Constitution, he's wrong.
Well, I think you have, this is a starting point for him. Obviously, he's got to somehow address the January 6th issue. At that time, of course, President Trump was, as far as we know, wanting Pence to not certify the election or call it into question and this kind of thing at that time. Pence did not do that because it was determined that he did not have the power to do that. But at the same time, you got Chris Christie also speaking about Donald Trump and saying in no uncertain terms, he does not believe that Donald Trump respects the rule of law. But he went down the list of many of the other current candidates saying that he believed that they did. So this is, some pretty tough sounding opening salvos from these two now newly minted candidates.
Now, we've had a bit of a mini revolt with the conservative, the hardcore conservatives in the House of Representatives, who once again have paused a House vote for the rest of the week on anything that's been introduced in the way of legislation. And there'll be nothing done until next week because this group of 11, I believe, including Matt Gaetz, is just literally taking control of the vote, because if you don't have enough votes, a certain amount of votes, you are not going to get anything passed in the Congress. Now, I don't know what they were trying to pass, but this is kind of gauche from where I'm sitting, because we still have the businesses of the country to take care of.
Well, that's right, and unfortunately, it does give ammunition to the idea that look at these Republicans; they can't get their act together; they're not unified. One would have thought that voting no against the debt deal would have satisfied perhaps some of the concerns that some of the more hardliner members might have in order to go back to their constituents and say, look, I made speeches, I railed against it, I voted no, and therefore I still have you know, I'm doing what you want me to do, kind of a thing. But you're right, simply paralyzing things. I mean, the Democrats must be just happy about that.
Have you heard what Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, had to say?
No, what's that?
Many of the 2024 candidates don't have a rat's chance in hell of winning. So why are they running?
Well, that's a good question. Part of the deal of going out and running for president, too, and number one, you have to really want it. Number two,
he's talking about more than the presidency, Kyle. He's talking about Congress.
Oh, for Congress itself. Oh, it's
and possibly other things, but in specific, we're talking to Congress.
Okay, so, well, I mean, that's a kind of a little bit of a different animal. You get elected differently. The campaigns are different. Sometimes the issues on the ground are quite different from what they might be at the national level. But overall, you got to start somewhere. And we've seen candidates come out of left field, gain traction because something else changes in the atmosphere, basically. If something else happens and you're able to take advantage and capitalize on that.
Well, I do believe there's going to be a bunch of people that are going to be in for a rude awakening that are not going to get reelected because of the lousy job they've done, number one. And number two, people are just sick and tired of the bickering.
Well, I think the debt deal whole episode showed that people want to see the needle move. They want something to happen. Democrat and Republican, they want to go back to their constituencies and say, I got something, as opposed to zero or as opposed to gridlock, because especially as more younger people, you know, some people right now, Captain, they haven't turned 18 yet, but they'll be voting in the next presidential election. And so the electorate changes. And the sensibilities can change, and you have to be able to show that you've made progress. I think some of the younger generation isn't all about just gridlock, and so they have to do something.
Here's what Fox News, in a press release, said yesterday about Tucker Carlson. They said that Tucker Carlson breached his contract with Fox by doing the Twitter show, the 10-minute dissertation.
That's a very interesting thing, and, you know, I'm sure that there's some pretty heavy-hitting, knuckle-dragging lawyers right now who are pouring over all that.
Do you not know what they are doing? Do you not know what they are trying to do?
What, they're trying to silence them, you mean?
Get out from under a $20 million payout.
Yes, well, but again, that's what some of these very specialized lawyers can do, and that's going to be in their purview. Whether or not Tucker violated the agreement or not, at some point may go to court. A judge would have to decide, or a jury would have to decide. But for right now, he's doing what he feels, I'm sure what his legal team has advised him, he can do.
All right, my man, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And speaking of professors, we have this very wise person who's going to take us to break.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News update. Air quality alerts are in effect for approximately 100 million people across 18 states today as smoke from Canadian wildfires travels as far south as South Carolina. At 2 p.m. Eastern, New York City ranked as having the world's poorest air quality, as reported by IQAir.com. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has entered the 2024 GOP presidential race, declaring his candidacy today.
We need a leader who's experienced firsthand that we win as a country when our innovators and entrepreneurs can soar and when every single person can grow and thrive.
He highlighted the need for change in the White House and effective management of the evolving economy. Former Vice President Mike Pence also launched his presidential campaign today in Iowa, emphasizing that it's the ideal place to kickstart the great American comeback. He criticized the Biden administration, stating the country is facing significant challenges. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You better. And folks, I can't say enough about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're the ones that diagnosed the problem that I had that damn near killed me. And they were able to treat it and get it started and get me hooked up with the people I needed to talk to get something taken care of. So, write this number down. Doesn't matter where you're at. Write this number down. 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. 896-4615. They're located in St. Petersburg. They're on 38th Avenue, almost all the way down to 66 on the right in the Medical Plaza there. You'll be glad you did. They can help you out. They help me. Just tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. So there you go. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. There you are. Looking at things in general and looking at the world with a maybe a little bit of a different perspective, we understand that Hunter Biden and his child support case, which is becoming fairly public, you've heard that, right?
Oh, yes.
Could get a lot more interesting because of some of the things that, once again, are showing up on the notes and whatnot, the messages on his laptop.
Well, that's right. And, of course, having to do with the child support case, that there are going to be some developments in that, not the least of which is that Hunter Biden has to appear in the court hearings, basically. And the judge has been very unhappy, from what we understand, that he's not really proceeding or participating, rather, with these proceedings, according to some of these reports.
Now,
in fact, it went so far, Captain, as to threaten to put him in jail unless he comes into court to answer questions.
Now, I'm not surprised to hear about all the problems that are out there in California that are, seem to be getting worse. And now there's a top hotel chain which has abandoned San Francisco over the city's clouded future. Who is that, and what's going on out there? California, San Francisco in particular, that used to be a big-time convention town, is losing the conventions.
Well, it's losing everything. It's just really, really very sad, because San Francisco has always been a fun place to go visit or to stay, or, you know, you go to Pier 39, or you go to Ghirardelli Square and get some chocolate. You go down to Union Square, go across the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, there's all kinds of great stuff that you can see in San Francisco. But right now, Captain, Park Hotels and Resorts, it's one of the nation's largest real estate investment trusts, is taking leave of San Francisco, especially two of their hotels downtown, because they say that the city cannot overcome what they say are, quote, major challenges. And that's sort of putting it mildly, I'm sure, because we've seen other big retailers, pull out. We understand, of course, that, they just don't have the security anymore. You have rampant crime for retailers. And, of course, as you mentioned, so people, if they're not coming into the city, they're not going to be staying in hotels. So they're getting out of Dodge right now. Now, the other day, London Breed, the mayor, was trying to bring back some of the police and the funding and so forth, but it's a little too late. They're not really committed, in my opinion. They see now the folly, but it's going to take a long time to try to rectify that.
You might want to plug your ears. I'm going to do something. Ready?
Okay.
San Francisco was known for a song. I left my heart in San Francisco. Well, I did. My wife loved that place, and it was clean when we went. Now it's called I Left My Garbage on the Street in San Francisco. What a disgrace.
It is. It's sad, because I've been to San Francisco many times. It's always been a fun place to go. Once I made it back from the Golden Gate Bridge to my front door in exactly 8 hours, so nonstop driving.
Yeah, I remember. The Golden Gate. That was a lot of fun getting up on that. Plus, going across the Bay Bridge.
Well, sure. And it just, it's really sad. Of course, back a long time ago, Mrs. Professor and I, when we were first married, we went to San Francisco, rode the cable cars. You know, it was just a great place to go. But it's not now, because of the crime and the filth and the total mismanagement. Now you can walk out of a business on the street in San Francisco. You turn one way, it's going to be completely just like a hellscape, and then you go the other way and you're in Union Square. I mean, it just the city can't survive like this.
You remember the television show of the streets of San Francisco with Carl Malden and Michael, what was his name?
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember the streets of San Francisco. Yeah.
We were actually walking along the street, and the cops stopped us, and they said, hey, we need a couple of extras just to walk down the street here to be in a television show. And I said, really, what is it? And I did not know the show. They said, well, you know, all you got to do is walk down the street, make it look like you're, you know, going for a walk. So I said, okay, so we did. We did it in one take. Lasted about 30 seconds, and that was my big-time appearance on a television show.
That is very cool. That's very cool. I remember the streets of San Francisco. It was like a buddy cop. You know, there were cop partners and so forth. And I got to tell you this, though, Captain. Of course, one of the greatest parts of all Star Trek movies is when they landed a Klingon bird of prey and set it down right in Golden Gate Park.
All right. All
yeah.
Right. Well,
great memory. Yeah.
That's good stuff. All right. Well, you know, we're getting ready to do our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, and I'm just very briefly looking over here at the weather. We've had a whole part of the country now starting to lighten up, literally, and the smoke is starting to go away. So that's a good thing. The people will be wanting to hear that, I'm sure. But one last little thing here. Again, Gavin Newsom's bluff on criminality, the allegation against Ron DeSantis. Remember he said, well, we're going to bring charges against Ron DeSantis for dumping people on buses, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's going to do no such thing.
No, in fact, Governor Newsom was being interviewed and was asked, well, if Ron DeSantis, who's going to be coming to Sacramento soon for a fundraiser, is he going to be arrested? Is he in danger of being arrested? And of course, the governor said, no, but now you're talking hyperbole and so forth. But, you know, Gavin Newsom tried to get a lot of mileage out of the idea that DeSantis was somehow kidnapping people. And that's a pretty serious charge. You're a governor of a state, and that guy's going to come to your state, so he's going to do absolutely nothing because, of course, it was just a political maneuver he was trying to talk about.
Well, turnaround is fair play. Do you suppose we could get him to come to Florida to do the same thing to him?
I don't know. Well, it was one thing, though. See, Gavin Newsom said, you know, using people as pawns to further your political agenda, just kind of paraphrasing here. But isn't that exactly what Democrats are doing with immigrants who come across the border? They're using them as pawns. They don't really care about their welfare, from what I can tell. They just want them here to destabilize the whole system.
Yeah, but
they don't care what happens to them after they come over the border.
But just think of the bus drivers making all that extra money transporting those people. I can hear them now. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn that rig around.
Well, but again, that's a talk about political pawns. That's exactly what the Democrat Party elite see.
All right, my friend. Hold that thought. We're coming back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, number 2. And things are looking a little better, so thank God for that one. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Thursday morning. It is a live program. And, yep, it's me, the Captain, and I am back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, I got a special treat for everybody out there tonight. This is something like what I did last night when I played the second song. This is one of these ones that I'll bet you haven't heard in a while. And I'm honored and privileged to be able to play it because guess what? It's called Highway Junkie.
Forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's heart gets broke. road. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that.
I'll tell you what, if you can even see the white line in several parts of the country, you're doing pretty good. But it is getting better, not worse. Thank goodness gracious for that one. And we are going to take a look at the weather. We're going to go west of the Mississippi River. We're going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix. And Kyle, we've got some much better weather to the north. I do see some rain up there clearing things out. And I also see some cooler temperatures and some rain clearing out the northern part of the upper Midwest, where it was so foggy and cloudy a little while ago, you couldn't see 100 feet. And that's what I've been told.
Well, that's very good to know, of course. And up in Washington State, up on the border with Canada there, we still are seeing that there's still two out of control wildfires burning near Harrison Lake. It's producing considerable smoke that is continuing to contribute to the degraded air quality in that area. This is, of course, north of Seattle right now. But we continue to watch for these aerial flood watches. This is going to be in northern Washington State, also over into northern Idaho, and then most of central Montana, all from the border with Canada all the way down to Wyoming, we still continue to see aerial flood watches going on there. Now, this is going to be in effect, we understand, until at least through Thursday night at this point. And also could go over into parts of Friday. So do be careful. Western Nevada, coming out of Reno, I-80, in that area, you can still see showers and thunderstorms continuing now into the weekend, and they can spin up just about every day there. You can get some high winds. You can also get increased cloud-to-ground lightning, so do be careful in that area. It's going to spill on over to the California side, up towards Susanville, down towards Bishop, along Highway 395 there. Also right now, quick check of our radar map, Captain. We do see some scattered rain up in northern Montana, up near Glasgow, still around Bozeman. If you're coming out there, I-94 looks like there, so you definitely want to, I-90, so you want to be aware of that if you're coming east of Bozeman. By the time you get through Livingston, that's when you're going to start seeing that rain coming across the interstate. And then coming down I-90, where I-90 meets I-25, Buffalo, Wyoming, that's about the cutoff there right now where we see that rain there in Wyoming. A little bit of rain skirting the border between Oregon and northern Nevada, but not much to speak of in terms of what's happening on the interstate. So take it away.
Alrighty, central Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, 35, 40, 44. You've got a little bit of inclement breathing conditions there, some sloppy, dirty air. You've also got some around St. Louis. You've also got some around Dallas-Fort Worth. Got some down there around San Antonio, clearing up down along the Gulf. We've got a little area of rain right now. Down there around Eagle Pass. So that's going to help clear things up, moving across towards the east, towards the Gulf. Way up into upper Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan, both sides of the lakes, Michigan that is, and Huron and Superior, you've got some very warm temperatures. The air is clearing up a little bit. You've got a little bit of a chill tonight in the upper part of Wisconsin. You got a frost up there. How about that one? That'll clear things out. Got some rain around the southern side of Lake Michigan to include Lake Erie. I'm sorry, to include Gary and parts of Chicago. a little bit of Indiana muff up to begin with. And let's not forget that we also have the upper peninsula of, let's see here, I said that, Michigan, sorry. Kentucky, little weather there. North Carolina, looking better in South Carolina. East Coast starting to clear up a little bit. Weather's clearing up there. And across Pennsylvania, weather clearing up. Same thing with West Virginia and whatnot. So, Kyle, who brings us the Truckers Highway and Byway Report?
Well, Captain, that would be the good people over at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check them out. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. And also check out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right. Well, hold the fort there, my friend. We're going to bring Denise Simon into the mix here. She's just called in. And good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on in the big world that we live in that's got you grabbing at the paper and the news and all that?
I don't know that it's any one thing here anymore because we got chaos everywhere.
You're right. You are right.
I mean, it's just everywhere. It's madness.
Well, no one will disagree with you on this side of the fence, I'll tell you that much, but... of course, we've had a couple of things happen that I was going to ask you about anyway. What on earth did the mysterious China spy plane release in orbit? You hear about that?
I'm not sure that I did.
Did you hear about it, Kyle?
I can't say that I have, no.
Well, the secretive unnamed Chinese space plane that recently returned to the Earth went up there with a small satellite of some sort and released it into the atmosphere, and nobody's talking.
Where are you getting this?
Newsmax.
So, let me see here. Chinese spy plane in orbit?
Yep.
Is that what you're...
Yeah, that just landed, just came back.
Well, you know, the Chinese have a lot of different things, don't they, Denise, in terms of what they're trying to do, especially when it comes to maybe satellite warfare. I mean, that's a big, big component of any kind of a maneuver they may want to make.
Well, I guess the bigger question is what kind of a plane can reach some kind of orbit?
Apparently they got one.
I think that into itself would be a little scary. I'm reading something here. It landed 9 months after it was in orbit on a secret mission, huh?
Yep.
It looks like, if I'm looking at the picture of the plane, it looks like... something they stole from technology that they stole from us.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah, it may be some kind of like, we've seen these kinds of unmanned craft go up. It kind of looks almost like a space shuttle kind of a thing, like a lifting body, and it's able to go into orbit, one would think, and maybe it's able to deploy something. So that's pretty terrifying.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hold that thought. Denise, hold that thought. Kyle, we're going to go to the top of the hour news at our break, and we'll be right back. When we come back, Chinese nationals have hit a Florida curb on owning land. Ain't gonna happen, so we hear. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.